This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a man shot dead at Bosque Bell, St. Peter. The Prime Minister announces plans for Barbadians to have access to fire-resistant materials to construct their homes. Government to set up a climate finance bank in Barbados. The opposition leader concerned that government's investment in the bank may increase the country's financial debt. And Haiti's interim Prime Minister forms a new government. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded yet another firearm-related homicide. Starcom Network News understands that a man has been shot dead at Bosque Bell, St. Peter. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene, which was along Bosque Bell Road. This is the latest in a recent resurgence of gun violence, which included three shootings, two of them fatal, last Wednesday night. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley says plans are underway to ensure Barbadians can have access to housing materials that would be resistant to fires and climatic events. Ms. Motley highlighted this as she expressed concern over the high number of fires that affected uninsured homes in Barbados. She was speaking during the debate for the establishment of the Barbados Blue-Green Bank in the House of Assembly last night.
How many houses we got burning in Barbados that don't got no insurance? Almost every week. But yet we live in a world where the technology has so developed that you have materials that are fire resistant. But yet we keep building back the same old way and making ourselves as vulnerable today as we were yesterday. And Mr. Speaker, this is where regulation is going to become critical. And we are going to ask the Senior Minister for Infrastructure, the Honourable Member for Christchurch West, to lead the process on identifying for Barbadians materials that can boost their resilience and by extension reduce their insurance exposure and premium.
The Prime Minister insists steps would also be taken to ensure Barbadians receive home insurance benefits similar to that offered to residents in some U.S. states.
In California, they have reached the point, sir, where they have looked, I don't want to mistake anybody, where, Mr. Speaker, California is now requiring that insurers give discounts to homeowners who install fire-resistant roofs or make other changes to reduce the wildfires. Mr. Speaker, I have asked the Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Member for Christchurch East Central, and the Member for Christchurch West, to be able to work together so that in the identification of these materials, the insurance companies can begin to take action and to be able to allow householders in this country to benefit from doing the things that will make them more resilient, sir.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Government is moving to set up the Barbados Blue-Green Bank that would provide Barbadians and CARICOM member states access to climate financing. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, says several international entities, including the South Korean-based Green Climate Fund, as well as some CARICOM countries, have altogether pledged $77 million U.S. dollars in capital for the bank to help vulnerable countries. He highlighted the main functions of the bank.
This Blue-Green Bank, sir, it says to receive grants, loans, and other forms of financing, at A, 7A, to make grants, loans, advances, and allow overdrafts, to invest directly or indirectly in clean energy technologies, that is to say, energy-efficient technologies, low-emission technologies, or renewable energy technologies, and in D, to invest directly or indirectly in projects designed, sir, to promote climate resilience and climate adaptation.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn. However, opposition leader Ralph Thorne is concerned that government's investment in the proposed Barbados Blue-Green Bank may push the country into further financial debt.
We are told that once established, the Blue-Green Bank will help finance US $250 million of green investments in affordable homes and hurricane resilient roofs and the electrification of public and private transport and other Paris-aligned investments. but they're not free. It will indebt this country once again. And if we are indebting this country, what I will say favorably now, it's probably money well spent. But the people of Barbados will be aware that it deepens that relationship with overseas lending agencies.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green, has underscored the need for better relations between employees and employers if Barbados is to see an improvement in the industrial relations system. This comes as several agencies have been witnessing strike action recently, including the Sanitation Service Authority, the National Oil Company Limited, and the Barbados Revenue Authority. Mr. Green admits that unions are seeing a lot of tension between the two sides.
There's some, and rightfully so, some expectations that workers will have. The complaint about the cost of living, the complaints about how employers treat them in the workplace. We've seen a couple episodes where there have been some expressions by workers against what the satisfaction in the way they paid, the satisfaction in the way they're treated. So it is something that all the unions are working on in terms of, especially in terms of educating the workers on the processes for resolving grievances, processes for negotiation, processes for general workplace issues, especially to the rights and responsibilities of workers and the rights and responsibilities of employers. And if we can create a better understanding of how the system works, it's something I think that will redound to the benefit of the whole industrial relations system.
General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green. The Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, says negotiation with unions is essential before finalizing the amalgamation of social services. Mr. Humphrey stated that once the government and the unions have settled on arrangements for staff, they will have the all clear to move forward. He made the comments following the launch of the country assessment of living conditions.
I would like to tell you that I would finish this by September, October, but a lot depends on our conversations with the unions, and once the unions are satisfied, because we're not going to do anything without the unions. Once the unions are satisfied that what we've put in place is favorable to their staff, then we would be in a position to finish it. But most of our work is completed. We've given the unions the assurance that the conditions will be no less favorable than what presently exists. And in many cases, they'll be more favorable. Because after the conversations with the unions, what the unions want, civil service has to agree to those terms.
He stated that most of the amalgamation process is already complete.
Most of the work is done. You know, the organizational structure, we've discussed it with all the staff. You know, we've created a number of new positions within the amalgamated entity. We've gotten rid of some of the older positions that are no longer fit for purpose. We've given the staff the assurance that no one will be sent home. Cases where some people may not come, they may go to a different government department. And I'm hopeful that these conversations can end sooner rather than later.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. Haiti's Transitional Council has announced the formation of a new government replacing all members of the former Prime Minister Ariel Henry's cabinet as the country pushes to tackle economic woes and rampant gang violence. The announcement yesterday came 2 weeks after the council appointed Gary Corneille, a former regional director of the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, as interim prime minister. Several ministers in the new cabinet are from outside of the country's political class. Dominique Dupré, Haiti's representative at the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, will serve as the country's foreign minister. Corneille will also act as interior minister, a critical position that oversees the Haitian National Police. Haitian authorities have been struggling to curb gang violence. Over the past 3 years, armed groups have launched organized attacks across the country, blocked fuel terminals, and raided police stations in the capital, Port-au-Prince, and other cities. Recapping the headlines. A man shot dead at Bosco Bell, St. Peter. The Prime Minister announces plans for Barbadians to have access to fire-resistant materials to construct their homes. Government to set up a climate finance bank in Barbados. The opposition leader concerned that government's investment in the bank may increase the country's financial debt, and Haiti's interim Prime Minister forms a new government. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.